The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Week two statement wins. How the Ravens did the near impossible. How Kyler Murray is doing the shouldn't be possible. And how Zach Wilson did the absolutely impossible. Worst start for a Jets quarterback ever. Also, the curious decision the NFL made to have taunting penalties ruin the game. Let's go.
It's lose-lose, you get drafted.
Nice shirt. Yeah. Nice shirt by Pablo and Izzy today, by the way.
Thanks, George. Appreciate that.
Monday after week one is for the overreactors. Monday after week two is for the statement game hunters. Raiders, Panthers, Broncos, Cowboys, all with big wins. But we start with the Baltimore Ravens to win a game after being decimated like no team has by injuries. And then after losing week one, and after being on a short week, and after going up against Mahomes, and after starting with a pick six, it just doesn't compute how Lamar Jackson settled down, how the Ravens defense came away with the huge takeaway late, and how John Harbaugh asked Lamar Jackson, you want to go for it? And they made the analytics call of the moment to go for it on fourth down and take the game. George Sedano, around the horn to you. What statement did the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson just make?
That they are as resilient a bunch as we have through 2 weeks, right? All the reasons you outlined just a moment ago. Now, here's the thing. When you look at them, they play to their identity, Tony. This is a team that the last several times they've played the Chiefs, it feels like they're trying to out-duel the Chiefs and play their game. They should be running the football, whether that's with Lamar Jackson or their stable of running backs, because that offensive line is awesome, regardless of who's running back there at running back. And obviously Lamar. Lamar is the cheat code. When he runs the way he's capable of running, then they're virtually impossible to stop at times offensively. So we saw that. And for Lamar Jackson individually, Tony, we saw Sammy Watkins talk about it earlier in the week, how he needed to get that win. He talked about it after the fact, saying that he got a quote-unquote monkey off his back getting that victory against the Chiefs. So resiliency across the board.
Israel Gutierrez, what did you learn from last night?
Yeah, it wasn't a must-win game going in because obviously it's the Chiefs. And if you look at their next three games, the Ravens didn't look that difficult. But in terms of the way they won this is kind of a game changer for them. And I feel like for Lamar Jackson as well, we all know sort of the, you know, the kryptonite thing with the Chiefs. But just being able to not only come back from everything you mentioned there, Tony, but within the game to come back from down 11 points in the fourth quarter, something he's never done. The previous largest comeback was 3 points by him, which is, you know, obviously not that big a number. All of those reasons sort of make you reinforce that, hey, this is a great team because of Lamar Jackson. And like George mentioned, because of the running game, which Lamar Jackson obviously contributes to a ton. And so if they can do that, and if he plays the way he knows he can play against, regardless of what team it is, because the Chiefs obviously a daunting team, then they can beat anybody. And I think that's something that they've always thought and they always believed because of Lamar Jackson, but maybe because of these other injuries, maybe because the way their playoff games have ended, maybe they question it a little bit. I think this game sort of reinforces that, and sky's the limit, essentially, regardless of how many injuries they have.
Evan, you willing to go there? Sky's the limit, a game-changing win for Lamar and the Ravens?
I don't know if the sky's the limit, but I do know this. Lamar Jackson is not just a great player, but he also revealed himself as a great leader, a leader that a team can get behind. When the coach asked you at the most critical point in the game whether or not you should go for it on fourth down, and he screams back, hell yeah.
Who says no in that situation, Kevin, honestly?
Well, I'm just saying the coach is entrusting his leadership in his quarterback. And remember, this is a quarterback who has been questioned. And this is a quarterback who we said going into this game that it was him versus Mahomes. And quite frankly, at the end of the day, he was the better quarterback for his team late in that game because he didn't throw a late pick. You know, Mahomes tried to force one in there when he was going down, probably just should have eaten the ball and gave up that pick. I love the leadership that Lamar Jackson has given to his team.
Pablo Torre.
Look, the statement to me, the biggest statement, was not the actual statement he gave to Harbaugh. It's the fact that he somersaulted into the end zone. That told you everything with 3 minutes plus left that Lamar Jackson wanted to tell everybody. No, well, listen. The reason, though, I'm going to throw some cold water on all of this, Tony, is because the Chiefs' defense is abysmal. Can we say that just very bluntly now? The Chiefs' defense is allowing more yards per attempt than anybody else in the NFL this season. And yes, you'll say, okay, that's only two games. They played the Browns and the Ravens, both AFC contenders. Well, I think that's kind of the point, that they need to be better than the AFC contenders, and they're definitively not. And in fact, if you go back and look, go back all the way to November 1st. They've played 13 games since November 1st, including the postseason. They have one win by more than 6 points. One! Patrick Mahomes is so good that we have amnesia, right? But the defense has been struggling for a very long time.
Sounds like somebody's hitting a panic button here, defensively at least for Kansas City. How they lost that game, being up 11, George, concerning?
Tony, it's not like anyone is confusing the Kansas City Chiefs with the 2000s Ravens defense. Like, what are we talking about here? They're a video game. That's how they win games. They put up points. So to douse the Baltimore win with some cold water like Pablo tried to do because of the Chiefs defense makes no sense. They've never had this great defense that he speaks of.
Israel.
10 minutes, Tony. The Ravens had the ball for 10 more minutes than the Chiefs. Just pointing that out there as, again,
when the Ravens
nice
are doing well, that's what they do. They run the ball. They control the clock. And for it to start the way it did with a pick six, you're already giving Mahomes a 7-point lead before he's in the field.
What?
I mean, yeah, incredible. We'll move on. Speaking of statements, here's a statement. The Arizona Cardinals play just about the most exciting games you could have. This one with the Vikings, 34-33, off the rails. Another bonkers game for Kyler Murray, who's making his case for with the guys we just talked about, most exciting player in the game. But Minnesota had this 37-yarder on the foot of Greg Joseph before it leaks wide. Israel, what's the statement from this one?
Very similar to what the Ravens' statement is we've got a quarterback that's going to keep us in or let us win every single game. Because everything else is pretty confusing. Last week against Travis Henry, basically didn't let him do anything on the ground. This week against Dalvin Cook, let him run all over the place. Derrick Henry, excuse me. And obviously with the late field goal that the Minnesota Vikings should have gotten there, you're looking at this entirely differently. If they make that, and just a little note here, Kirk Cousins technically outplayed Kyler Murray here if you look at QBR and rating. But obviously Kyler Murray is going to keep you in any game. It just makes me wonder, just like that Chiefs defense, is this Cardinals defense good, or is Kyler Murray going to have to do this all the time on his way to winning MVP?
Kevin Blackstone, statement from yesterday afternoon.
Well, you know, last season the Cardinals came up a little bit short, right? And now they've won a game that they shouldn't have won. That was a 37-yard field goal. You consider that a chip shot in the NFL, but now they've gone to 2-0. So you look around the league at teams are 2-0, and you look at the percentages that teams who are 2-0 since 2000 get to the playoffs, extremely high. So that's the way they've got to be thinking about themselves right now. And Izzy's absolutely right. I mean, you look at Kyler Murray. We saw what he could do last year. Now you're seeing even more. Three times, right, outside of the pocket, hitting for scores, did that five times all of a year ago. The guy is getting better, and that's got to be scary.
Repeat that stat. So in two games, he has three touchdowns hitting guys when he's outside of the pocket. And how many did he have last year?
Five. That's what the stat said.
Wow. That doesn't really compute to me. They did start 2-0 last year, Kevin Blackstone, and missed the playoffs. We'll go to Pablo Torre now.
Hold on. Israel said that Kirk Cousins technically played better than Kyler Murray. I'm going to have to do my own research on that, Tony. I'm going to go find the fact independently, I think, on that subject. But beyond that, the fact is Kyler Murray is doing stuff, right, that looks chaotic. He is scrambling around. He's running backwards on a fourth down, and he heaves it up there. But the reality is, this is planned, and it's not as improvised as it looks. They know what they're doing. Him and Christian Kirk have this bond through 2 weeks very clearly where they know exactly where they need to be. That was a cover zero blitz. They read perfectly. So as much as Kyler Murray feels like the human joystick, and I totally get it, he's so fun to watch, he's under far more control, I think, than we may realize.
George Dano.
Tony, that play that Pablo was alluding to that we saw the video of to Kirk, I mean, when you think about the skill that it takes to get that pass off, off his back leg, right? Throwing it basically across his body, practically, as he's lobbing it up and getting it on the money. Like, I know Kirk had to stop for a second to try to get that thing, but considering the pass rush he was facing, that just goes to show you the growth that Kyler Murray has had from 1 year to the next, because he was fantastic last year. He's even better now, and I think because of his growth, this Arizona Cardinals team may be a team that could get into the playoffs despite KB's flawed 2-0 stat earlier.
George, before we sit down, you had a real problem with Mike Zimmer and the way they approached that field goal from 37 yards.
I mean, dude, you had 35 seconds left. You could have ran a couple more plays to get your kicker closer. We've seen kickers miss extra points, including one in Tennessee and Seattle in the Tennessee-Seattle game. So that's not a gimme 37.
Well, I bring that up because then you must have loved what the Dallas Cowboys did at the end of their game. I mean, Mike McCarthy's saying, roll tape here, Mike McCarthy's saying that he couldn't find the scoreboard and the scoreboard went out. And then that Kellen Moore had a very large camera person in front of him to block his view, and he didn't know how much time was left. So that, I mean, Greg Zuerlein is a big kicker, right? I mean, he sent the Rams to the playoffs on a bomb once. So you know he can hit it, but that's how that game ended. Dallas gets a much-needed win. Pablo, Dallas' statement here?
I mean, apparently that they're too broke to afford a watch. Like, how is that a plausible excuse? But the second statement is simply this. Trust the result, not the process. Playing for a 56-yard field goal is obviously coaching malpractice. But because Greg the Leg, great nickname, hit it, yes, trust the result, all is good. Not the way we got there, which was totally fumbling and bumbling.
Kevin Blackstone?
Well, look, the other week they lost late on a field goal. This time they win it on a field goal. So you're right. You trust the outcome, not the process. I will say this about the Cowboys. You know, they ran the ball, and that put them in a position at the end to win this game. The emergence of Tony Pollard, 109 yards on the ground to go with Ezekiel Elliott and the different style that he has, that's got to bring some comfort to that.
Are you
to that
willing
offense.
To go where some have gone, that Tony Pollard should be the, as they say, bell cow? I don't even know what animal that is, but the bell cow for this backfield? No, okay.
No, absolutely
some
not. No, it's still
the Gutierrez, how about you?
If Legatron, also his nickname, if he misses that kick, none of those excuses are ever told, right? They're just going to come up with some other reasons as to why they bungled that. Look, the other thing about playing the Chargers, though, you know you're going to find yourself in that scenario there. So basically, you just got to do one game-winning drive, right? And they did bare minimum. They got themselves a 57-yard field goal in that situation. So it's really hard to say much about the Cowboys here other than, they avoided a disaster.
56. George, how about you?
I mean, who knew Andre the Giant reincarnated as a cameraman that didn't allow the offensive coordinator to see the scoreboard? But here's what it is. Better to be lucky than good. That's the statement here, because the Chargers charged. They do this all the time. They had six plays, okay? Six first downs and two touchdowns called back by their own penalties over the last several years, regardless who the coach, who the quarterback, who the players
you're right
are.
About that.
This is what they do.
All right, Kevin Black, I'm going to ask you a question. It's fourth down here. You want to go for it, or do you want to just go to commercial and have PTI come back when we get back? Let's go for
go
it.
Go for it. Hell
yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Buy or sell next on the other side.
Inspirational.
How do you know do it?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Quote, I think we can do better. Who said it?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, after five touchdowns yesterday versus Atlanta and nine in his first Tom two Brady. Games. Yes, Israel, thank you. You're on delay, I think. George, buy or sell that Brady can do better than what we're seeing.
Tony, I'm buying it. Because if you look at it, this is a team that brings back 22 starters, all right? If you look at the teams that have done that, historically, they've all made the playoffs and done pretty well. Now, the only one to win back-to-back Super Bowls were the 72 Dolphins. And historically for Brady, granted it's with the Pats, they've gotten better as the months progress in the football season. September usually is worst month.
Israel.
Well, of course, Tom Brady thinks he can do better against a Matt Ryan team. He feels like he can dominate them at any time. Look, I do think that next week, though, obviously, they definitely feel like they can get better. Next week, however, 2-0 Rams, 2-0 Bucks. Feels like you're going to get your answer there on the road as well. So it feels like the Bucks have to get better in order to continue this run.
Kevin Blackstone.
There will be no slander on my watch of Tom Brady predictions about getting better and what he can do in the future. We just saw it last season. If you know, you could make an argument that he's got the best receiving core he's ever had in those three guys right now. So with Antonio Brown as the third option, that's crazy.
I don't think anyone's going to argue the other side of it. You know, there weren't any of those Patriots teams that had a better receiving core, even the Moss here. Go ahead, Pablo.
Look, Tom Brady is better this season than he was last season. I think that is fact at this point. What I resent, though, is that Tom Brady is out here trying to be the son of immigrant parents that every immigrant parent wants. Like, yeah, you got a 99 on the test. You can do better, I guess. But why are you trying to make the rest of us look so bad?
Something you want to tell us, Pablo? Is something eating at you, Pablo?
An A minus is still an A, Mom, is what I mean to say.
Yes, sir.
We move on. Zach Wilson to come out pick yesterday in his second career game. It joins a dubious list of top five quarterbacks who had four interceptions and no touchdown passes in a game in the last 20 years. And to have your coach come out and say, it's okay to play a boring game of football. But just so it's not all bad, you remember people had mentioned Brett Favre when they were dreaming up a high end for Zach Wilson, Israel. So is this an allowable growing pain or a distressing sign in a second career game?
It's also still a minus, Pablo. Look, I think it's a problematic sign a little bit when you look at, you know, if you're basically telling him, hey, don't make those throws, and he's making them anyway. So I understand all the physical gifts, but decision-making is part of being a quarterback as well. And if you're continuously making excuses for your quarterback, eventually you're just going to be, okay, maybe he's not that good, maybe he's not that sound of a decision-maker. So, you know, even Patrick Mahomes needed a year behind another quarterback to come out. So
there he is. He's saying Zach Wilson's Patrick Mahomes. Kevin Blackstone, how about you?
Boy, talking about taking the air out of the balloon at the beginning of a season. Your quarterback, who's the future, plays horribly, and then you talk about there's nothing wrong with a boring game. What is going on with that franchise? Good grief. Somebody talk to them. Play better at quarterback, play better at a team, and you don't say that as a
coach. You believe it's a distressing start, Kevin?
I believe it is highly unencouraging.
Pablo Torre, how about you?
Yeah, but it's also week two, the second game of his NFL career. And on ESPN Daily today, we had our guest, Alex Smith, man, on the show, Tony. We are now hanging out, talking football as the prophecy has been fulfilled. But the point is, Alex Smith himself, in his first game ever, number one overall pick, let's recall, threw four interceptions. And I asked him, well, what was it like? How'd you get over that? And the whole thing is, look, Zach Wilson was doing too much. He's actually doing what his coach is saying to do the opposite of. Those were 10-3 scores, 13-3 scores, and he was trying to do too much. It is possible to manage a game. Just trust Alex Smith, man.
And George Sedano.
We can't just gloss over the fact that you mentioned it's the worst statistical start for any Jets quarterback in their rookie season. Somewhere Browning Nagel is looking around saying, hey, thank God, it's not me anymore, or Ken O'Brien, or one of those guys, right? But here's the deal. Who thought the Jets were going to be good? Like, let's start with that.
Okay, this isn't, I mean, this is about Zach Wilson going pick, another bet, a pick, and then four picks in his first 10 passes. It's not about whether the
but
Jets
Joe Burrow did the same thing on three passes, and he's in his second season. So what's to say a rookie shouldn't do that?
Okay. And the record for Fire sell three. Tennessee Titans were minutes away from being 0-2. Well, and Derrick Henry did in this one. And that's how they fought back to beat Seattle in overtime. There was also a taunting penalty in this game for the Seahawks in mid-fourth. Didn't end in points for Tennessee, but it seemed huge in the moment. There have been 8 taunting penalties in week 2 after 3 in week 1. League allowing coordinated touchdown and turnover celebrations, but flags for what you're going to be seeing throughout the rest of this video here. Pablo, don't want to overreact in any way, but are taunting penalties ruining football?
Yes, because what I do is I go on the internet and all I find is people talking about taunting penalties. This is a giant rake that the NFL set up, laid on the ground, and then jumped on with both feet because nobody wants this. But now all we can talk about during games is this,
George.
Apparently.
Listen, it got Mina Kimes to curse on Twitter. Mama Kimes probably not happy about that. That's how you know this thing has gone too far.
Israel?
Do you know how hard it is to not flex after you've made a great play? It's kind of human nature. I don't think anybody
that Israel has problems.
Railroad tracks.
I mean, you flex all the time.
Kevin Black and stuff.
Oh, this insatiable appetite of leagues, including the NBA and Major League Baseball, to try and acculturate people through threat of penalty has really gotten old, and they need to stop it.
The professor answers it like a professor.
Yeah.
George Dano, Israel Gutierrez, thanks for being here today. Stone Torre. Showdown. 2 minutes.
Sounds like an MMA fight.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As established, week 2, Statement Sunday. Some big wins. Your Raiders, Niners, Sam Darnold's Panthers, the Broncos, and the Rams are all 2-0. Whose 2-0 means most? Kevin Blackstone, showdown to you.
Well, it's not Sam Darnold's Panthers, but it's the defense of the Panthers that means the most to me. I mean, they're doing historic stuff right now, not even giving up 200 yards a game. That's amazing. Shutting people down.
No, it's the KB, it's the Raiders. Remember, they beat the Ravens last week. They beat the Steelers this week. And I would further poop on the Steelers, but it seems like their fans are doing a pretty good job of doing
that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you did that. I can't believe you did that, Pablo.
I mean, it was on the
but you are, it's the right answer is the Raiders, so we'll give you the point. The right answer is not the Jaguars. It's just not the Jaguars yet. Trevor Lawrence, 5 interceptions. But for the team to post on social media that they're going to figure this out and hang in there with us, we're going to get better. How should Jaguars fans feel about that, Pablo?
Awful, because the thing you do to minimize an issue is not put it on like digital letterhead. You say, look, it's week 2. We're the Jaguars. It's not that uncommon. We'll get better, sure.
Urban Meyer is accustomed to being in college where he controlled the media. He thinks he can control the media in the pros. Ain't happening. Bad look.
I mean, the body language consultants are having a field day with Urban Meyer right now. They are for sure. Pablo Torre, mom and dad are proud. They've got a champion.
So I wanted to give a below passing grade to Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray, I love you. You're an Asian American quarterback. You're killing it. But you also said you haven't seen a Star Wars, like any of the Star Wars, because they're, quote, too long, and maybe I'm just a guy with an AOL screen name in his past that has the word Yoda in it, but come on, man. Come on, you're making me look bad. It's not that long. They get better. I mean, it gets worse for a while, but then it gets a lot better.
All right. Pablo Torre, today's champion on a 23 and a half hour break. See you tomorrow. How many of those?